say you had a fishing rod that you really liked, and somebody just carelessly broke it. Would you say you, and you know, you weren't too happy about that, would you say you got awfully, what, with the guy who broke it?
Well, in that case, he would have been awfully careless with it.
Yeah.
To break it.
Yeah. Right, but I mean, how would you feel about it? How would you describe that?
Well, I don't know.
Well, I mean, would you say you got angry, you got head up, you got mad, or what?
Oh, you mean I?
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, just how would you describe your feeling?
Well, I'm afraid it'd be beyond anger. I'd probably be mad.
Okay.
The anger is a little mild.
Right. I suppose you've been working hard all day. And come evening, you might say, man, I'm really...
tired.
Okay. Now, suppose a school nurse sent a little boy home from school because... say she sent him home early because he had been
ill.
Okay. And if a person has a sick feeling down here, you'd say he feels sick.
And has a stomach ache, you could say, couldn't it?
Okay.
Too bad it was an ache.
Would you say he was sick?
On
to his stomach?
Yes,
at his stomach?
Yes.
In his stomach? Which one?
It would have to be in. It would be in.
Yeah.
But most people there would say on.
Yeah.
That's the common expression.
Yeah, I don't
sick
know.
On
people
his stomach.
People I grew up with all said to.
Is that right?
Which always struck me as kind of funny.
Yeah, it would have to be in, I think.
I would think so, too. How about a noisy, prankish celebration immediately after a wedding if some of the guests want to tease and embarrass the bride and groom? Would there be a name for that?
Let's see. Could be a ghost.
Okay.
There's a lot of hair-raising ghost stories, you know.
Yeah. How would you greet a friend on December 25th? What's the first thing you say?
Merry Christmas.
Okay.
Leave off the ho-ho.
Yeah. Now, if you had a very heavy suitcase that you had to carry from one place to another, you might say, boy, I'm glad I didn't have to what, this very far?
Carry.
Okay. And what would you call a creature with a hard shell that lives in the water and can draw in its feet and its tail and its head into its shell?
A turtle. Turtle. Turtle.
Okay. Have you ever heard these called cudas or terrapins?
Yes, terrapins.
Okay.
Cudas, yeah, that's a common name.
Now, would there be a difference between a cuda and a terrapin, or are they the same thing?
Well,
I mean, like, would one live on land and one in the water?
Well, now, there is one that lives on land, a land turtle.